Ah, g'day, James here. I got a missed call from Vanessa regarding Edna's blood test outcomes. Yep. Oh, she's not too bad. We brought her inside just to be able to closely monitor her a bit better. But I mean, she's not any more sleepy or lethargic. Sorry, I'm on the train. You might go hear the background. Much the same sort of colouring. We didn't give her any extra blood yesterday. So, you know, that's sort of to be expected. She's just had the anti-wormers and the tummy things, whatever. Carapin, yep. That's fine. No, we gave all that to Hannah because we didn't think we would need it anymore. But we're sort of a little bit confused. I know that her red count's down. So, when we were talking to Brock, he sort of thought that, like, the problem with Agnes may well have been, you know, the worms as well. So we were sort of thinking that probably even though red count's down, we were pretty confident, like, by the end of what happened with Agnes, that it wasn't due to rat sac. So we just sort of left it as undetermined. Now we sort of think maybe it was potentially those worms. Okay. Yeah, no worries. Sure. Pretty sure it's for rat sack. I'm just not out. Can you hear? My understanding of the vitamin K was it just stopped the cells being broken down, like the red blood cells being broken down. Do you want to talk to Vanessa, or are you happy for me to talk to her? I don't mind either way.
Lucy now, yep. Yep, sorry. Okay. We'd probably rather do a blood transfusion. So do you guys close at 5 today? Because we're just heading into the city now for an appointment. We could probably get there between 4:15 and 4:30. Otherwise, we could come tomorrow. Yeah. What was that for? So if we get home, we'd probably leave ours at about 3:30, and then it usually takes 40 minutes to get there, but I don't know what the traffic would be like, so between 4:15 and 4:30. Yep, no worries. Can't do it tomorrow. Yeah, I think the vitamin K is just general treatment for it as well, which I'll just confirm. But because you said, are you happy to give vitamin K injections at home? And I said I'd probably rather do the transfusion. I can also. Yep. I have to check. If we did the vitamin K injections, is that like, would they be subcutaneous or? Intramuscular. Okay. I have done that before, so I can do that as well. But I would definitely probably prefer just to do the transfusion. Yep. Okay, cool. See you at 4:30. Okay, bye. Bye.